Welcome to Just James's podcast. Scooby doo doo, wobbity wow, Ben and Mariah. Wow. With Thomas, definitely not Timothy. Yeah! Nailed it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Just James. It is your host, James, and I have my beautiful plant with me, Thomas, who is my co-host, my friend, my brains behind this operation. So welcome to the podcast. As you can probably hear, I have a cold. I have a stinking cold. I woke myself. I don't snore. Like, I don't think I snore when I sleep. Nobody's ever said I snore. And I woke myself up snoring because of this bloody cold. My nose is so blocked, so bear with me. I haven't been going out much lately at all. I've just kind of enjoyed my own space. I've been suffering with migraines, so I've cancelled a good couple of parties recently. And I haven't really been out, you know, and I had a cold a couple of weeks ago, but a very mild one, and I sort of cancelled some plans. But this time, I actually had a bit of a busy weekend. So on Thursday, a very good girlfriend texts me, and she's like, James, I've had a shit day. Fancy a drink after work. So I was like, absolutely, let's do it. So we went, and it ended up being a really busy night. Between the two of us, we had 3 bottles of wine. Friday, I was quite hungover, so I stayed in Friday night. And then Saturday, where I live in the flat, the building that I live in, the little hallway that I live in, I've sort of made friends with all my neighbors. So we all decided to sort of have like a little catch up and get to know each other a little bit better. So we had a catch up dinner on Saturday night. And within that dinner, obviously, I'd had again a couple of glasses of wine, and then my bestie came along with us for that, and she ordered the wrong drink, which was pretty much like a glass of whiskey. Now, I'm a red wine drinker. Now, bear in mind, also, if I've mentioned in a couple of my podcasts lately, I haven't been drinking, so my tolerance to booze is very low at the moment. So I probably had about three glasses of wine on Saturday, and then Kendall had ordered the wrong drink, which was this massive glass of whiskey, and I was like, oh, I'll drink it. And, busy big boots over here drank the freaking glass of whiskey, and, well, I was so drunk that when I got into bed, I was holding the wall because I felt like it would make me sleep better. Sunday, I was so hungover. And I've decided that's it. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm done with it now. Because I can't handle that feeling. And then, of course, Sunday, I also had lunch plans with some friends. So I've had a very, very busy weekend. And I think all the out and about and being in from the cold, out from, you know, in the heat, outside in the cold, because it's really cold in London at the moment. That's where I live. I live in London. I have picked up this steaming cold, so I don't feel very good. I feel, like when your head's sore and my muscles hurt, and it's just that beginning of the flu stage. And I just want to eat everything in sight. And I'm sure it's my body's way of just like repairing itself. But anyway, so I'm not feeling great. Hopefully, I'm going to try not blow my nose on this podcast if I can. But my new desk and my new chair arrived. So I spoke about it in my last week's podcast. I sit on the floor. I work for myself. I own my own company. And I literally work from my coffee table in my lounge, which is not the best support for my back. So I end up sitting with my arms up and my head down, and it's just killing my shoulder blades. And because of that, I'm absolutely suffering with headaches and migraines. So I finally have invested in a decent desk and a really good quality chair. But what I did when I placed the order, because what I thought is, okay, I'll get a desk, I'll get a chair, And then I'll get like loads of office supplies that I need, you know, like post notes and I mean, dumb things like highlighters and all the things I need for to run an office. So when I finished and all said and done, my bill came up to £400 on Amazon, and in my head it was like, well, it makes sense because you've bought quite a lot of stuff. So push buy, and I was like, right, let's do it. Let's just spend the cash. And that evening, I don't know what made me look, but I went back into the order that evening and I realized I'd ordered two of the chairs that I wanted. Now, the chair I wanted, my brother did quite a bit of research for me and he found this really good chair, like office chair. So it was, the chair itself was £119.99 and then £10 in shipping. So I contacted the company because it's not just a straight through Amazon order. You have to go through the actual company that does it, and they cancelled both the chairs and said we'll just reorder on the website, on Amazon, and then they'll send me the right one. But then the cheeky fuckers in the midst of that put their pricing up. So I was fuming. I was like, this is bullshit. Now they know that there's like an order coming in, so they put their pricing up, which is absolutely ridiculous. So I sent them a very snotty email being like, this is absolute bullshit. I only wanted one item refunded. I didn't want them both. And then you put your pricing up, it's absolute nonsense. And they very kindly came back and said, look, it was just pure coincidence that they were putting up their pricing anyway. And it just happened to like coincide with my order. So they guaranteed that they would stick to the original price, which they have. And I must say, they have refunded me. So to their, to the company, they have actually done what they said and they have refunded me. So thank you so much to them. And the chair actually arrived in pretty good timing. It was so easy to put together. It's extremely comfortable. And my little desk is all sorted. But now my antique desk is in my bedroom at the moment, literally in the way. So I have to do something about it. I've got to make a plan. But yeah, so I have my little desk. I put it all together all by myself. I've literally like lifted my couch up onto the wall because I've got an L-shaped couch, so there's two sections to it. So the one section I lifted up to the wall, I took my coffee table in the lounge, put that up onto the wall, and had all the space in my lounge and built the table and chair. So where I'm sitting at the moment, I'm actually sitting in my new, like, and I like say this with inverted commas, like office space. So it's quite nice. It's quite nice to be sitting here, and I feel like a boss ass bitch for putting it all together by myself because I didn't need a man to do it. I could do it all by myself. But what I did do last week, which the week before, I said this on last week's podcast that I had flooded my kitchen. If you haven't heard the podcast, I headed outside to throw some trash away. And in doing so, didn't realize that I'd left the kitchen sink on, the tap on the sink on, and the plug was in, and I flooded my kitchen. So, when it must have been, oh God, it must have been Wednesday or Thursday. I can't even remember the day anymore. I did a load of laundry. It must have been Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday last week. I did a load of laundry, which I did my towels because I always on a Wednesday take my towels down to the laundromat and I dry them because I like my towels being fluffy. And I don't have a tumble dryer, but I'm in the midst of purchasing one. So I won't have to be doing that for much longer. But what is this saying now? So I did a load of towels and then did a second load. And all of a sudden, the machine stopped working, full of water, all my laundry in it, and literally could not get the laundry out. Couldn't get the door open, couldn't do anything. And I had to drain the washing machine from that little pipe at the bottom. But of course, where it is, it's so low that I can't really put anything underneath it. And the only thing I had was this like little kitchen, like oven tray that would fit underneath that pipe. But it's also slightly warped because obviously it's been used so much in the washing machine, in the oven. So every time I lifted it up full of water, one side or the other side would dip down and I had water. everywhere trying to do this, trying to empty this bloody washing machine. And then I do a little bit, close the tap, and then like lift that little tray into another bucket, and then take that other bucket and put it into the sink. It was the most horrendous like operation I've ever done. And there was just water everywhere. And because it's in the washing machine, it weirdly has like a, I think it's like obviously gets stuck in the piping and stuff. And it's not the nicest smelling water that comes out of a washing machine if you've ever had to do that. And it took me ages to get the whole thing out. Anyway, so I finally get the machine empty. I changed the machine then to spin, managed to get all the water out of my clothes, and then take my clothes out of the machine. But because they hadn't actually finished washing, they were so full of like soap, I had to rewash all my clothes. But I'd used so many towels in the process of emptying out the washing machine that dumbass me put them into the machine and started the machine again without actually real like without properly repairing whatever the issue with the machine was. And true as freaking Bob, does the machine do the same thing a second time and fills itself with water. I had to empty the machine for a second time, clean all the water out, and then thought, well, maybe it's gonna work now. And guess what this dumbass did? Did a third load, but this time I left it empty. I didn't actually put any clothes in it. And had to get somebody to come and help me, and who knows what they're doing, who's actually a plumber, and fix the machine for me, and everything sorted. So, crisis averted. Machine is working, and I just, while telling the story, realized that my washing machine is running in the background. So, I didn't think about that when I started this podcast. So, if you can hear it, I do apologize. It should almost be done. As you guys know, I run my podcast from home. I like it being completely natural and raw. I don't change anything. I don't take anything out. I don't edit my podcast. Everything I say stays because this is just James and it's just me. And this is the chaos of my life is exactly what this podcast is. So you get a glimpse into my weird, weird world all the time. So yeah, so desk and chair is done, washing machine is emptied, had a boozy weekend, and I've got a cold. So welcome to the world of me, hey? But I think it is cold and flu season, you know. I've managed to like escape it until now, but it is running around. It is something that people are getting. And there's some things that we can all sort of do to help with our colds and flus. You know, it's winter's coming. And you could treat your cold at home. You know, I'm not one for going to the doctor unless I really, really need to. But body aches and feet. And I have done a COVID test, by the way. I did do a rapid flow test, so I don't have COVID. It's just a cold. Well, at this point it is. But I did speak to a customer yesterday, and one of my customers said to me that she had a cold for 5 days, took 5 days of rapid tests, and on the fifth day was positive for COVID. So she said I should just still keep testing myself. So I will. But you know, I like home remedies more than anything else. I'm not one on a lot of medication. I don't know. The only thing I normally ever take is a paracetamol or ibuprofen. I don't really take much more than that. But chicken soup is always a well-known cure for colds and flus, especially if you're sick. You know, the bowl of chicken soup with vegetables helps sort of like it also puts nutrients back in your body. It puts you hydrate. I couldn't think of the word. Hydrates you, and of course, you know, the necrophils that it sort of like puts into your body. It's that. What am I talking about? So, with the vegetables from the soup, from what how I understand this, slows the movement of necrophils into your body. So that's what are the common like white blood cells. So that's what protects your bodies from infection. So if they're moving slowly, they can more concentrate of the areas of your body that need healing. So a study found that chicken soup is really effective of reducing the symptoms of upper respiratory infections. The low sodium in soup can also carry good nutritional value and help keep you hydrated, which is always a good choice when you're not feeling really well. So I'm going to make a nice big chicken soup this afternoon. Ginger is a really good one. If you have like a hot toddy, I'm trying to think of it. It's lemon, ginger, honey. I think you could put whiskey in because whiskey makes you sweat, but I don't. A little bit of hot water. It's always like really, really good for colds and flus. But ginger root is sort of been around for centuries. It's scientifically proved to have like curative properties in it, and a few slices of ginger root in boiling water can really help soothe the cough or sore throat. So if you're feeling nauseous, it's a good one as well. I know a lot of pregnant women eat like ginger biscuits and things like that. It can really help with that. Honey is always good. It's got antibacterial and antimicrobial properties as well. So honey and tea, or sort of with lemon, really helps with the sore throat and pain. And it's really good for cough suppressants as well. So what I found, because I had really severe COVID in 2019, I actually even, couldn't even do my podcast because of my I was so ill. And I any cough mixture I took, I found accelerated my cough and made it worse. It really, really affected me. Anything I took besides paracetamol literally like made the symptoms so much worse. But one of the things I was doing was taking honey, and I must say I felt like it really helped with that cough because that cough was so severe. I eventually had an ambulance come and assist me because I could not breathe. And even they said, just keep up the honey. Keep up the honey. It's the only thing you can do that's gonna like help soothe anything. So that's a really, really good one. And it's really good for your immune system as well. So garlic is another one. It's sort of like it has properties in it that are really good. It can reduce the severe cold symptoms. It can help you getting sick in the first place. So some researchers feel that like to prevent colds and flus, to eat a lot of garlic, but I'm sure that was vampires, but I can't remember which one it was. Echinacea. My mom swears by echinacea. She's actually told me to go get some, but I just can't be asked to leave my house and go and get echinacea because it's cold. But echinacea is really, really good to boost your immune system. It reduces inflammation, and the herb's effectiveness in fighting the cold and flu is really. I think the reviews are mixed, but some say that echinacea will lower your risk of developing a cold by more than 50%, and others say it's sort of like it can sort of like help with the cold. So, but do it 3 times a day, but for no longer than a week. Vitamin C is a great one. I actually went and bought some vitamin C yesterday, and some like Nachis and things like that, or they're called easy peelers in the UK. We call them Nachis in South Africa. And Nachis are great, oranges are great, anything with a lot of vitamin C that's going to help you sort of like help with your cold as well. Probiotics, or like a friendly bacteria or yeast that can sort of help your body. It keeps your gut and immune system healthy. And when you're really not well, sometimes that's a really good thing to help. And it's delicious and nutritious. I love yogurt. I'm a massive yogurt fan. But yogurt is a really good snack. It's got protein and calcium. It can help with the bacterial in your bodies. But things like, even things like gargling salt water if you've got a really sore throat. My mum used to make us do that as a little kid. And to this day, if you've got a sore throat, I still do it actually. It sort of really helps to sort of ease sore throats and nasal congestions. And gargling with salt water reduces them, it loosens and reduces the mucus as well. And just help sort of like get that. Don't swallow it because you shouldn't be swallowing salt like that. I don't think it'll help with your hydration levels either. Vapor rub, good old-fashioned tropical ointments such as like a vapor rub can reduce cold symptoms in kids, especially if they're under the age of 2. And also sort of like help open the air passages to combat congestion and reduce coughing and improve your sleep as well. I probably needed that last night. And vapor rub is definitely gaining traction around, amongst doctors to sort of encourage parents to avoid giving over-the-counter cold medicine as well, because of the unwanted side effects, especially for like young kids. Humidity. So if you've got like the flu and you sort of like it sort of spreads better in like dry environments. So if you sort of have a cre like create like humidity in your home area, it stops the infection from being able to spread as quickly. So it can sort of help your nasal inflammation as well, make it easier to breathe. And if you sort of add a temporary cool mist humidifier to your bedroom, it will help with your sort of discomfort as well. And sort of add a few drops of echinacea oil can also stimulate your breathing. So that's always a good thing to do. I don't have a humidifier personally, but I know it is a really good one. I normally just lie in a hot bath. I love a good old bath, but warm baths can reduce the cold and symptoms, cold and flu symptoms in adults. If you add things like Epsom salt or baking soda to the water, it can help your body's aching. And add some essential oils such as like tea tree, juniper, rosemary, thyme, orange, lavender, or even eucalyptus. So they all have like soothing effects as well. So if you guys are suffering with a cold like I am, I really hope that helps. Sorry, I help hope that helps is what I was trying to say. Somebody asked me advice on IPL treatments. Now, I've spoken about quite a few different treatments on my podcast. You guys love the medical things. I've always said this, any podcast I have with medical advice, aesthetics advice, I get more listeners too. You guys just dig it. You find it interesting, you want to hear it. And as I've always said, if you guys have any questions or queries, you want to know something, send it to me on my Instagram, Just James Podcast on Instagram or Facebook. I'm not really good at going on my Facebook, to be honest. But if you go onto my podcast and have a little listen on there, you'll see that there's what am I? I don't even know what I'm talking about. You're having a listening right now on my podcast, Jamie. If you go on my Instagram and send me any messages about things you want me to talk about, I will very gladly and graciously, if I can talk about it, I will. I don't talk about things like sex, drugs, and religion, sexual orientation, relationships. It's just stuff that I'm not comfortable talking about. There are enough keyboard warriors out there that have their own opinion on all of these things. And quite honestly, mine is irrelevant. So it's some of the stuff I will never talk about on my podcast. It's not, there's just too many triggers for too many people on those topics. And I don't want to talk about it. So, but one of the things I will talk about is medical treatments. I have sold most of them. I've worked in medical for many, many, many years. I've personally watched an exceptional amount of surgeries. So I'm not a medical professional. I cannot give you advice as a doctor, but I can give you advice as somebody that sold the products and knows quite a lot about them. And one of them that I was asked about is IPL treatment. Now, it's a really quick and effective way to tackle skin concerns or conditions that can really like hamper your confidence. So it's called an intensive pulse light, IPL. So it's really good for acne, rosacea, thread veins, and pigmentation. It's a really non-invasive treatment. It uses a broad wave light, wavelength light that breaks down the targeted cells and stimulates collagen and elastic production. So when you hit your like 30s, your body starts to reduce the development of collagen. So we do dumb things like facials and peels and laser treatments, and we do all these things to stimulate collagen. So your body thinks that it's had an injury. And if you had to, the best way to describe it is if you take a pen and you stab yourself in the leg. Please don't do that, by the way. This is just an example of what I mean. Your body will immediately send type 3 collagen to that area to help repair. And that's where scar creation comes from. That's where it will help stimulate cell growth so that your body can repair itself. Now, that's exactly what we do when we have treatments done to our faces, is we trick the body into believing you've had an injury, and therefore your body will then create its collagen and you look more youthful because collagen makes you pretty. So a lot of treatments that we do with these machines and with fillers and with Botox, well, not Botox in particular, but fillers and like lasers and lights and all these things, is to tell your body, oh my God, I've hurt myself, please come help me. And then your body goes, sure thing, let's create collagen. And that's how your body stays youthful. So an IPL treatment is a medical grade machine. It utilizes technology that's most likely, there's so many different machines, they all have innovative award-winning technology and blah 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 blah, all these like salesy words that make you go, oh my God, I need that. But the drift of it is they target and they treat skin conditions, and that most of them can be done in little to one, like one little session, especially like skin pigmentation or rosacea or things like that, or acne. Well, thread veins is probably one of the main ones that it does. So to achieve all the above, this machine pulses into the area of concern. So the heat of it will produce light, or sort of like light will break down the cells and other pigments on the skin, and it will help sort of achieve a significant reduction in the appearance. Sorry, I'm choking on my own spit here. Sorry. But it kills bacteria, it reduces inflammation, it reduces acne. So the machine itself is sort of like the filters can be modified, and the light spectrum can change according to the machine, and it has a cooling system that's built into it. So when they're putting or like blasting or heating into your face, there's a cooling system next to it that helps like keep it cool so that you don't burn, your skin doesn't burn. It's not like an it's it can be slightly uncomfortable. I've had it done. It sort of like has a sting to it when they do it, depending on what they're doing. But you'll more than likely go for a consultation, and you'll sort of go through your health and your well-being, and you'll go through all of your concerns with a qualified doctor, aesthetics doctor. Please go to somebody that is trained as a doctor. This means so much to me that you guys don't go to somebody that studied in the back of a Walmart. Go to somebody that's a medical trained doctor, and they should have a pretty intense talk with you. They'll go through a medical history. They'll make sure there's no things that will sort of affect you. Ask as many questions as you can. Any concerns about it? If you want to know questions to ask, again, DM me. I'll give you a whole stack of them that you should be asking to ask the right questions. And that person's integrity is really important as well. You know, make sure that you're asking the right questions, that you're answering the questions honestly as well, because that doctor needs to know the right things about you. You know, they should discuss the IPL treatment at length. You should sort of go through your skin worries and your desired goals, and then between the two of you guys, you'll create a tailored treatment to meet your needs. Then, when you're going ahead with the treatment, you will sort of they'll use a device that sort of like pulses the wavelength light into your skin. Your skin captures and absorbs the energy of the light and transforms it into heat. And then what that does is it damages any diluted veins, pigments, or acne bacteria and reduces their appearance. So the treatment should be undertaken in a calm and contemporary clinic environment. It's a really good ideal lunchtime treatment as well. So it's completed in under an hour, and any discomfort should be stopped from their cooling technique. If they don't have a cooling technique with their machine, I'd be very concerned, because most of the machines should already have one in. Then after the treatment, there's usually no downtime after an IPL treatment. Majority of the patients sort of recover almost immediately from the procedure. Sometimes the like thread veins can make your face just swell a little bit. But however, if you haven't experienced like slight redness of skin, swelling, scabbing, always sort of follow aftercare that's provided by that clinic. It's also for your own health and safety, but it's also to achieve the best results. If you're going to go ahead with any treatment, why not just stick to the fucking rules? Because it's going to be there for your like if you have Botox today and you go and put light makeup on tonight because the aesthetic doctor said so, why are you doing that to yourself? You spend 300, £400 on your Botox and you're going to fuck it up by potentially giving yourself an infection. I don't understand like why women can't just give themselves the 24 hours that's required. I want to almost like punch people in the face. I wish they would actually listen to the instructions. And doctors will be like, sure, put light makeup on. Yeah, you know, really light, like work up, because they don't want to upset their customers. But they freaking all should, because I wish ladies would just listen to the instructions, because they're honestly there for a reason. And it's there to ensure your best safety and your best results. And then after IPL, sorry, I just on my soapbox for a minute there. I would avoid any sun exposure for 2 weeks prior and post the treatment, and then wear an SPF for at least 2 weeks after. So that would be sort of my best advice. I would say probably the takeaway is next to no downtime. The results will progressively during your treatment course, depending on what you're having done, but there are long-lasting results. So, one of the main questions that I was asked is, does IPL hurt? And I think some clinics feel like there is a slight discomfort. There is a cooling system that, but it, I mean, you are blasting something into your face. It feels like you're being slapped with a rubber band, like just briefly. But it can cause minor side effects like bruising, swelling, or scabbing of the skin. But the anesthetic doctor that you're seeing should be able to sort of give you general aftercare information, and you should sort of like all side effects should ease after a couple of days. So that's definitely my advice to you. So I hope that helps. It's Thanksgiving for all of my American followers. I have more American followers than I do any other country at the moment. So my biggest countries that follow my podcast is the USA. I've got the UK where I live, and I'm from now. Australia and Germany are my four biggest country listeners, but there's so many listeners from around the world, so I don't want to discourage anybody else. Everybody else here is welcome. Those are my four biggest countries, my listener base, but there are so many more of you guys. Actually, I could probably tell you where everybody else is from. Let's go there. Can't get there now. Anyway. So it's Thanksgiving, and I was going to talk about Thanksgiving a couple of podcasts ago, and then I decided to give it a wait because it was so far away from Thanksgiving. And I said I'll move that segment to this week. So hello, I'm back. And it's a national holiday on the fourth Thursday of November in the United States. So it celebrates the harvest and blessings over the year. And it's believed that Thanksgiving is modeled for the harvest feast shared by the English colonials, which is the Pilgrims of Plymouth, and the, oh, I don't know how to say this, the Wampanoag people. If you want to let me know how to say that correctly, it was in 1621, so it was American holiday with many legends and rituals attached to its name. So it's basically where I think the tradition in America. I've never been to Thanksgiving. I would love to go. I would love to experience a Thanksgiving. I think it'd be a very cool holiday. But you traditionally sort of eat turkey and have bread stuffing and potatoes and cranberries and pumpkin pies, and it's one of the busiest holidays for families. And I like that. I think family celebrations are a really good thing. It's a really important thing, and I think it sort of marks the beginning of the holiday season in the States as well. But it's also celebrated in Germany and Brazil and Canada and Japan. And there's the Thanksgiving falls on the second Monday of October in Canada, I believe. But Thanksgiving celebrates say thanks and recognize the sacrifice and the blessing over the past year. And the annual celebration is sort of like, between two different countries that were sort of like brought together to bring things. So I wish all my American followers a really, really great Thanksgiving. I hope you're spending it with your family and doing something that you guys love with people that you love, and there's no fighting and just love and just a great, 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 great Thanksgiving. Oh, last week's conundrum. Nobody got it. And I like that because it was a really hard one. I didn't get it myself, and I didn't want to say that on the podcast because I thought I'm not gonna get the cat out of the bag that it was a really hard one. Not even Mish got it. I know you said you wanted to have a little think on it. But yeah, nobody got the conundrum. So what last week's one was, I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? And the answer was an echo. So this week, another really hard one, hopefully. I'm hoping for some hard ones. I think they've been quite easy of late. So this is another little one. It says, "You measure my life in hours and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my energy. Sorry, the wind is my enemy. You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin, and I'm slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. So if you want to send me your answers to just James Podcast, just underscore James podcast on Instagram, do so. I would love to see if you guys can get this one. My good service for this week, I would say, would be the company that did my chair. Thank you so much, guys. You really did go above and beyond. If you are looking for an office chair, I'll happily give you guys the link to the one that I bought. I'm sitting on it as we speak, and it is so comfy. I honestly feel really, really comfortable. It was really simple to put together. And yeah, highly, highly recommend if you're looking for a new office chair. So yeah, my social media that I'm following this week, it's a South African guy who has a filter on TikTok to make himself look like sort of like a bust of a head. And his Instagram, I mean his handle is Dorf Cake, which is DOEF underscore cake, CAKE. Now, a lot of what he says is South African humor. And he's obviously based in South Africa, so he uses a lot of South African slang and he talks about a lot of South African things that we did as kids and stuff, which I obviously get being South African and growing up in South Africa. So I find him hilariously funny, and if you get South African humor, I think you would enjoy him as well. But I do find him quite funny. He does stitch a lot of videos and sort of react to a lot of videos, which I find very, very, very funny. So yeah, that's my social media shout out for this week. But guys, it's hard to beat a person who never gives up, and that was said by Babe Ruth. And I think it's really true this week. I think let's not give up. Let's work hard. Let's get to the weekend. We're halfway there, guys. It's Wednesday. And let's make this week count. And I hope to see you guys again next week. Have a great week. And hopefully I won't have a cold. Hopefully you can hear me through my snotty nose this week. It's so hot. All right, guys, have a lovely week. See you next week. Goodbye.
They're the two best friends that anyone can have. They're the two best friends that anyone can have. They're the two best friends that anyone can have. Just James and Thomas the Plant.